Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 19, verse 25. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." And we read in 1 John 2, verse 20, it says, "You have received the anointing from the one, and you know all things. And with God, all things are possible." With God, all things are possible. And in Mark 10, verse 27, he says the same thing. And in Luke 1, verse 37, let's not Luke 1, 37, because Luke has a different twist on what Jesus said. Luke 1, verse 37. Different scenario. This was with Mary. Was it with Mary? I need to get this right. With Mary. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." So whatever your goal is for 2017, with God, it is possible. I'll try that one more time. Whatever you've set yourself to achieve in 2017, with man it might be, and I hope you have a goal, because it's one thing to have a goal that you know you can achieve. And there's another thing as a believer to have a goal that it will take God for you to achieve it. All right? So whatever you have set yourself to achieve in 2017, with God, it is possible. With God, you will achieve it. Amen. Now, let's go to Judges first of all. The story of Gideon. All right? And then we'll go to Psalm 23. Judges chapter 6. We read it. Was that the children's reading? The children's reading. Okay, good. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just want to I want to pick out what the angel said to Gideon. In verse 12, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.'" It is the one that was with him that qualified him to be a mighty man of valor. Without God, yes, a mere man. But because God was with him, the greeting was, "You mighty man of valor." And he did what most of us like to do. "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us." He didn't say the Lord is with you as in plural. He said the Lord is with you singular. He said, "If the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about?" It was in him. The miracle you are looking for is in you, and it would only come out when you realize who it is you are with, or who it is who is with you, until it becomes your own personal revelation that I am not here by myself. I am not here on my own. I am with God. It makes the difference. It changes everything. And before I go to, I just remembered, before I go to the second reading, I too have testimony. I just remembered. But I'll make mine really quick, and I'll tie it in to what God is sharing through me. When my wife, when she got pregnant, I started praying every single day. The grace of God that's the reason behind every woman conceiving. The grace of God that takes that conception to full time in excellence of health and absolutely free of any form of complication, and the grace of God that brings forth baby in baby's due season. I speak that grace over you. I pray that for my wife from the first day she did a test and found out that she was pregnant. But then 3 weeks ago, I think early January, whenever I prayed it in the morning, I usually do it when I'm driving. God was trying to tell me to emphasize on in excellence of health and absolutely free of any form of complication, both to baby and to mom. I said, "Why?" So I just obeyed. I just did it. So yes, cut long story short, the devil tried, it's a good thing I've been praying that in excellence of health and absolutely free of every complication. Baby is fine. Throughout the process, baby was fine. Baby, on the monitor, baby was happy, jumping up and down, just didn't want to come out. Amen. But twice, the devil tried. He tried it on her life. But thank God, I stood there, I said, no. Excellence of health and free of complication. Because for reasons best known, I don't know what happened. The epidural was not working with her, and she nearly passed out. But thank God, she's at home, she's well. And then after, it became, because it was just jumping up and down, baby didn't want to come out, was not engaging with her. Once again, she had to go through cesarean. So after it was all done, I just noticed the nurse or the midwife that was in charge of her just did a quick check, and then I just saw her running up and down. But before I knew it, about 10 doctors came in. I was carrying baby at that time. I just kept saying it. Excellence of health and free of COVID. Whatever it is she saw, that I went to go and call 10 doctors. The King of Kings and the King of Glory is in charge of it. They were panicking, asking her, are you all right? I love, at a point, and God made me hear her say it. They said, are you all right? She didn't say, I'm going to fight. She said, I am fine. And of that, I am going to be fine. Apparently, she was losing blood again, and they didn't know where the blood was coming from. But then, God arrested that situation, and she's okay. Baby is fine, to the glory of God. But what happened was, we had to take control with what we were saying, because she just checked, and then she helter skelter, and then 10 doctors coming. I'm thinking, hey. Amen. But glory be to God. The miracle you are looking for is in you. You just have to say it. You just have to say. You need to learn how to say what you want. Because you know you can do two things. You can say things as they are, or you can say things the way you want it to be. Amen. I could have said, God, she's losing blood. She might. Thank God that never even crossed my mind at all. And you know. Of course, the chance of panicking, because 10 doctors, what's happening? But glory be to God. I held, and at that time, when that happened, I was holding my baby, and I said, no, God, you promised excellence of health and free of complications to both mommy and baby. So, no, we are rest assured. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, and then I will have to round this up. Psalm 23. I love Psalm 23. Amen. I love Psalm 23. We will start from verse 1 and then read through. Psalm 23 starts with a declaration. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. That takes care of everything you can ever want. Because the Lord is your shepherd, you have no want. Amen. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me. That doesn't mean he gives you the green pasture. Because you can lie down around abundance and refuse to take it in. Amen. He makes you to lie. Because green pasture for a sheep, that is abundance. That's the best. That's the best in terms of nutrient. So he can make you to lie down there, but it is down to you to take it, to receive it. He leads me beside the still water once again. You know, they're saying in Nigeria, you can take the horse. You can take the horse the water, but not the horse to drink. He leads you. He will lead you. He will lead you beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And verse 4. Did you notice verse 4 does not say when? It doesn't say when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It says yea though. That's a possibility. And how to make it an impossibility to ever walk through is in verse 2 and 3. For you to be made to lie down in green pasture, that means you are yielded. So once you are yielded to God, wants, he is the one doing, why would God lead you to the valley of shadow of death? To teach, nah, it doesn't. God teaches you with his word. He doesn't need to teach you with an experience. The only reason why we might, or sometimes we end up walking through. And if you notice, it doesn't say, yeah, though I am in the, you know, walking through. So if you are going through an experience that's not pleasant in your life, just keep walking. Don't stop. Don't pitch a tent. Oh, God wants to teach. No, God, he will teach you what he wants to teach you with his word. Walk through. Amen. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So David, all of a sudden, was no longer talking about the Lord is shepherd. He was now talking to the Lord is shepherd. So it takes a personal revelation that God is with you. Because you have to be able to get to that point and you say, you are with me. Not, Pastor said you are with me. Your words, no. You have to get to that point and say, you are with me. And because you are with me, I refuse to fear. What am I to be afraid of? What am I to be? The greatest one is with me. The greatest one. Is with me. A revelation of who God is, and that the fact that he is with you changes everything. And I think I'll close with this. My dad is a diplomat, so we left Nigeria when I was 11 months. We came back in 1983. So my dad had plans for us to go to a private school, but then he came a week after. Because the people we stayed with, they went to like a local government school. So that's how my mom just said, hey, go with them. We wanted to go, so we went to school. I was bullied. From the way I talked, they knew, okay, this one. Okay, how many Yoruba people here? They gave me a name, Emoibo. White, is it? White mouse. They bullied me. Point, I didn't want to go to school anymore. I did not. My mother was, I'll sleep, act as though I'm not, you know, all those. I didn't. Because I was being bullied every day. My Pokemon, they take it, they beat me every day. And I couldn't stand up. But thank God for a friend that God made, you know, gave me. His name is. And the reason why I'm saying this now is because last week, Saturday, because I'm a private tutor, I was tutoring. I've been looking for his name. I know his first name, Abiodun. But I've been looking for his second name. And whilst I was teaching last week, Saturday, his name popped in along Jube. I just checked Facebook. And there he was on Facebook. I just thank God for him, because with him by my side, lunchtime, what do you want to do? And you know, some children, he was thick, short and thick, so try anything. Because of him by my side, lunchtime was sometime, because when the bed's about to come, like, oh God, where should I hide? No, but because I knew I had a friend in him and he will sort them out. Going to school became something I looked forward to, and lunch times also became something I was looking forward to. But in your Christian walk, it is that personal revelation that you are with me. You are with me. You're staring death in the face. It's like, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, it's a shadow though, but then the shadow of death, it's staring in the faith. It doesn't affect me. You get to the point like is it Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth. He gave a testimony once. He was in bed sleeping. All of a sudden he woke up. The devil was there in himself. He said, oh, it's you. Turn around, I went to bed. Imagine. You have to understand this. You have to understand this. The devil is not a god. He's not a god. He's not even in God's class. He's not even in our class. Angels are not in our class. They are beneath us. Amen. He was created. He was created. And in Genesis chapter 1, after God said, light be, the first thing God did was he separated the light from the darkness. The devil knows it. The devil knows it. Once you know, that's it. He's finished. That's all you need to get to that point where you know that he is with me. Then all things become possible. All things be. The way you walk changes. The way you talk also changes because you now know. You know that the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, is with you. And because of that, all things become possible. Because now that you know that he's with you, whenever you're going through a situation where up here you don't know what to do, just stop. Like, what's it called? When he brought Ezekiel. He brought Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. He said, Solomon, can these dry bones live? I said, you know now. That is exactly how you need to do. You've come across a situation where up here you do not know what to do. He knows. And you rely on him. And the truth is, as we started, the answer to what is in front of you is already in you. It's already in you. You just need to be in the habit of taking a step back. Say, hang on. The wisdom that would untie this situation is here because of who I'm with. And you make that a habit of trusting on him for his wisdom. And that is how, because with the wisdom of God, that is the key to everything happening. That's the key to everything happening. So when it's with God, all things are possible. That means with God, you have access to the wisdom that makes all things possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you learned something this morning? Praise God. Stand to your feet and give God praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. You are always with us. You said you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. That means you are always with us. We acknowledge this. We acknowledge this right now. We acknowledge the truth that you are always with us. You are always in us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence, even in the presence of our enemies. He prepares a table before you. He prepares a table before you. What do you see on that table? The word says he prepares a table before you. What can you see on that table? That table is prepared for you, so take it. Take it. Just say, I take it. I take whatever it is. I take healing. I take wholeness. I take health. I take abundance. I take debt release. I take debt redemption from debt. I take abundance. I take that note on my card paid for in full. I take the note on our house paid for in full. Whatever it is you see that God has prepared and placed on that table for you, take it. I receive it. I receive health. In every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system of my body, I receive health from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I receive debt. I receive debt freedom. No, I receive financial abundance. Whatever it is you see that's on that table for you, just say it. Say it. I receive it. It's mine. And then just give God thanks for it. We give you praise, oh God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Father, we thank you. To you be the praise and to you be the glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 You can leave here today knowing that you are with God and God is with you. And because of that, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much.
Let's put hands together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, please sit down as we round up the service not long now. Hallelujah. He is with me. Hallelujah. Sit to yourself, say, God is my God. And he's with me. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the confidence that you need to approach life. Every difficulty you speak. You know, today, the Lord just emphasizing to me again. I feel like she just, how do you move mountains? How do you move mountains? Jesus said, if you shall say to this mountain, anything you want done that is in the will of God, you just keep speaking to it. That's your job. You must not stop. If you stop believing. You speak to it in the morning. You speak to it in the afternoon. You speak to it in the evening. Don't you have a mouth? You have a mouth. Don't you have a voice? You have a voice. Don't you have the word? You have the word. You want to move your mountain? Keep speaking. The day it will move, it will just happen like that. You will have even moved before you got there. And then you move to something else. You must never stop speaking. Keep speaking to your mountain because your speaking has a creative power. And when you speak in the line with the will of God, God's power comes in to create it. It might not even exist. Just keep speaking. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're going to come together now to share the grace. Thank you, Pastor Ho, for the message. It's so reassuring to know that God is with me. Even yea, though I walk through the valley. It's not when, but yea, even though I walk through, you are what? You're with me. Hallelujah. Let's all dance together. You know, you might be here. The Lord is speaking to someone here. You might be here today. Walk through something in your life that you think is a valley of the shadow of death. You know, the way he even describe it shows that, you know, it's an unsure situation. He didn't say the valley of death. He didn't say the valley of shadows. The valley of the shadow, that uncertainty. And you feel like you're there. But the Lord is speaking to you that, you know what? Remember that I'm your God. I'm with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And because I won't forsake you, your job is to hold tightly. Your job is to lean on me. Your job is to trust me. Your job is to believe that there will be a change. Hallelujah. And you will have a miracle because you are serving a living God. He is not dead. Hallelujah. And he only show up for those who believe. And not only believe, they are ready to stand for what they believe. They are ready to speak. They are ready to testify. They are ready to say, to stake it and say, yeah, I believe and my situation will be different. God will bypass 1,000 people to bless you if you have faith and you are ready to put in corresponding actions. You will see miracles. Hallelujah.